Hello, this is Aditi Gangwar from Azure Backup Team. And today, we'll be talking about backup storage migration with Modern Backup Storage in System Center 2016 Data Protection Manager. This is particularly helpful in scenarios as storage upgrade and storage management. For example, say you upgrade your storage and you wish to migrate your more frequently backed up data items to high-performance storage. Or suppose you add more storage and wish to balance the workload across the storage. This can be achieved in three very simple steps. Just select the data source you wish to migrate, click on Move Disk Storage, and select the volume you wish to migrate it to. While the migration is in progress, you can open another DPM console to continue to monitor the progress of any ongoing jobs. And your migration will be complete in some time. Now let us see how DPM does it in the backend. Once you commit to migration, DPM begins copying the data from the source to the target storage. After the migration is complete, the backups in the source are deleted, and any new recovery points will hence be created on the target storage. This is a lot like modification of a protection group. Hence, you cannot trigger any ad hoc jobs while the migration is in progress. Also, when migration completes, any jobs that are running for that particular protection group will be preempted. You can achieve the same results using PowerShell, using the setDPM data source disk allocation commandlet. Please do let us know how you think of the feature in the comments below. Thank you and have a nice day.